Blog Talk Radio.
Hi there, kids. This is your announcer, Chuck Landington. You know what's funny? No, you clearly don't. That's why you're listening to the Metal Injection Livecast. Here it is, morons.
You know what? I don't like how negative plans these last few weeks.
He's just bitter because we didn't give him the award. We had the award show.
Ever since the award show, it's just been all downhill. Landing. Welcome everyone to the final February edition of the Metal Injection Livecast.
Why do you always do that?
It's always final something. Why can't it be the first of this week is on my mind.
Welcome to the first Metal Injection Livecast of the final week of February. Is that better?
It's a compromise. I'll go with
it. Sorry. Rob here.
It's a very a feminine Virginia Slim pot joint you have there.
Well, it was rolled by a lady.
And it's also on an article called Smoking Like a Lady.
Wait, well, hold on.
I was going to introduce the
plugs already. Jeez, relax.
I can't help it. I'm Jewish.
But
it's a Virginia Spliff.
We have a special guest here. Jenny J. Tussey is in the studio. And she is now representing her new Cooking with Pot blog, Bon Appetit. And they are the official sponsors of tonight's live cast, as they have provided all the catering in the form of guacamole laced with weed.
Every form of food is here, along with every form of weed inside the food.
Yeah, so guac weed and what was the salad? A tuna bean salad?
It's a tuna bean salad with cilantro lime weed dressing.
I've never heard of that bean before. Tuna bean? I've never heard of that.
Tuna and kidney beans.
Oh, kidney, okay.
By the way, I said, can you pass the mescaline souffle? It's over by you.
So, yeah, the URL is bongappetit, APPETIT.com.
Ape tit.
I'll take ape tit for 200.
There's two P's. So it'd be appy.
It's like app a tit.
What? No. Now they're going to put an A in.
Appetizers.
Just ape tit with an extra T in the middle. Double the T.
No, double the P.
Double the P.
Double the P.
Long ape tit with a double P.com.
Is there a hyphen there? You got to carry the
no
seven.
No hyphens. And then the lead story on there.
Noah's mouth and nose.
The lead story.
Smoke like a lady.
Roll the perfect joint. There's joint rolling tips from ladies and weed porn. It's lovely. It's lovely.
Well, we need to get readers.
Yeah.
Fast, please.
start getting advertisements.
The lead story, they're not covering like the Middle East. How to roll a joint.
It's not just how to roll a joint. It's how to roll a joint like a lady would.
Breaking news. Ladies roll joints.
Correct.
Here, from the front lines, Jay Tussey, representing ladies who smoke joints everywhere. Jay Tuss.
So do you roll the joint like you're peeling back foreskin, kind of?
Almost as gently.
Well,
and
I think the moral of the entry is you roll a joint like a lady by getting a rolling machine and using that.
Well, right. They use all kind of accessories to beautify themselves as well.
Right.
So why not?
Who taught you how to use your rolling machine, Rob? A lady.
That's true. That's true. So you're a lady.
That's right.
And
still doesn't do it right, though.
I actually did learn something from her rolling techniques. So there you go. If anybody wants a technique how to roll with a carb, not a carb, it's a tip.
Filter.
Thank you.
It's not a filter. It's a tip.
Anyway.
So, all right, never mind. I was going to extend that, but probably better not.
You're going to extend the tip, Darren?
Yeah. Lip on the tip.
Please don't.
Is she in the chat room?
Is she? Who knows? Well,
we have a phone number here. And our number is 646-929-1357. As usual, on hold is Colin, on hold at all times. Colin, how do you? What is your opinion on weed?
I don't smoke it.
Okay, thanks a lot, Colin.
What do you do? You use it as a suppository?
No, we just get one sentence from Colin, and then we check back with him later in the show.
Let's see what else.
Yeah. 646-929-1357 is the number. What else is going on, guys?
The Jersey Shore has a spinoff coming up with Russians.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
That's the word on the street.
Yeah, they're casting.
Well,
I did. I saw casting calls for like.
Yeah.
But it wasn't. I feel like they're cheating because it's supposed to be It's called Brighton Beach.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be all about Brighton Beach Russians, and then they're like, if you're Russian, but you live in Miami or Cleveland.
Well, that's
or whatever,
the thing though. Like that was what Jersey Shore was though. None of those people actually lived in Jersey Shore, so they just bring them into an ultra stereotypical environment, and expect them.
But I think those people go to the Jersey Shore on vacation, and that's what they meant. Not that they're from the Jersey Shore. They just vacation there.
I guess, yeah.
And like only half of them were Italian or something when they all act Italian. So maybe on the Brighton Beach one, it could all be actual Italian people pretending to be Russian.
I love this this description. It's, are you the Russian Snooki or the Situation? Are you a super outgoing and fun-loving Russian-American that sometimes sneaks kielbasa, pilmeni, and vodka from the fridge?
That's definitely Rob.
Sneak it. If it's
in
the fridge.
Well, yeah, like it would always be in
at
the
home,
fridge.
You're sneaking food.
No, yeah. Like in the middle of the night while your parents are sleeping.
Are you 350 pounds?
Yeah.
this is my favorite line. Can people hear the Euro/techno/Russian music blasting from your car before they see you pull up?
Well, you know what I love?
We need to get your sister on the show, Robin.
Yeah, really. I was gonna forward this to her.
No, we don't. Do you? Because she's already applied.
Yeah, actually, do you attend birthday parties at Russian restaurants every weekend? If so, we may want to cast you for a new reality TV show that centers around a group of Russian-American strangers living together in a house on the shores of Brighton Beach.
What a house that'll be.
Yeah.
I've
lived on Brighton Beach. There are no houses on the shore. Manhattan Beach, maybe?
What if it's your apartment? What if your parents are renting out your old bedroom for a reality show?
That's crazy. The cameras will roll as you do what you do best. Eat, drink, and caps lock, party.
Oh, my God.
Wear tracksuits.
That's gonna be amazing. Like, what could it really be? Like, what would the drama on the show be? Bro, he ate my last half pound of kielbasa. I was gonna make me sandwich with some lard and kielbasa, and he ate it.
Would they really say lard?
I'm sorry, sala. They would say.
Yeah.
You're right.
Use the proper terminology.
Yeah, there would just be a techno music bed at all points of the show, like even when they're sleeping. Like their heartbeats probably is like a techno beat.
When we used to do our old show, we had the Russian guys on, but we used to be those guys that would be on the Brighton Beach show.
Yeah.
The
Russian Guidos, basically.
And then when we started doing Metal Injection, it evolved into they were metalheads, so we think of it as if they're cousins. You know?
See, somebody in the chat room says that Misha and Sasha need to apply.
You want to hear something funny? I was listening to our old tapes of that show, and we're doing those like Russian club boy characters, and the names were Russ and Oleg. But they give shout-outs to Misha and Sasha. Like I'm like, wait, what? That's before we wrote that. Like, how the fuck? But they're like, bro, Misha, Sasha, you owe me $20. You know? How the fuck did they know we were going to write that?
Call back.
You still
have call
them?
Forward.
Yeah, I have them. I have them all. I have all of them. At least when we started doing them on CD, I have all of them.
You should cut those up and you could play them.
Well, I've always wanted to do that, but the problem is that they sound like shit. The content is very good, but
Thanks a lot, Rob.
There was no way to record at our college radio station.
Get a boombox and you press the record button and you put a tape in there.
You're right.
Well, no, what he did was better than that, but it still sounded like shit.
Oh, I know.
It's because we were doing it through his computer, streaming it from the Brooklyn College website.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, so it was like 20 kilobytes.
But no, was, there was like a tape deck in there that you could put cassettes in.
Yeah, but tape, but like...
Well, that's what I did, and those sound good.
We were too cheap to buy tapes.
We bought tapes every week, and we recorded. I still have those tapes somewhere.
But they're tapes now. You see,
there's got to be some kind of converter, no?
But there would always be a hiss.
Yeah,
there was a hiss on the tape, though.
When you try to capture it, there's going to be a hiss.
Why?
Because of the transfer to digital.
Really?
Yeah.
So welcome to the worst show, radio show in the world, everybody.
It's like with a distortion pedal. It's like a grunge version.
There you
go. There's a lot of gold in those.
I like
that
someone in the chat room is the Russian situation.
Yeah.
The Russian situation probably weighs 350 pounds.
Yeah. And wears a velour tracksuit.
Drinks a lot of
the Russian situation is body odor.
The Russian,
I think that's been established.
The Russian Snooki is like 300 pounds with the fucking bikini and stretch marks.
I feel like that show will translate perfectly to Russian people because they're totally like that, too.
That's who they want to be.
And if anybody knows how to act dramatic,
oh, my God,
it's Russian.
They should have all their mothers have a show, too.
Well, I'm sure on the Jersey Shore, they had some of their parents visit the show. So those might be the best episode. But I don't know. I don't even know if, like, that's probably not even picked up. It's probably just, like, a couple of producers that think it's, like, a good idea and are just shooting. It's probably the most ghetto thing ever.
It's two sleazy, fat Russian dudes who want to have, like, a casting couch kind of situation.
I bet.
They just want to bang some hot Russian chicks in Brighton Beach.
This is all just going to be for YouTube.
It's probably going to air on BCAP.
No. It's going to air in Russian restaurants. They're going to syndicate.
It's the people from Skullmasters.
All right, we're getting too meta now.
We've mentioned Skullmasters on
the show. Yeah,
BCAT. Well, first of all, BCAT, it's Brooklyn Public Access Television.
Right.
That's the name of it.
So it's like our public access channel here. But they have a show called Skullmasters that used to be on, like, right after. Well, first of all, right after we used to do the show on Wednesday, there was a show called Concrete TV, which is the best.
This was on Fridays.
That's what I meant. When we used to do a show on Friday, we used to get, they would all be fucking high and put on BCAT, and there's probably the best weed head show I've ever seen in my life. You can see it at ConcreteTV.com. I always wanted to get the guy to come in here somehow to sit down and just so we could kiss his ass for half an hour.
And then he flew a plane into a building in Texas.
Oh, that was him? Oh, wow, that's weird.
So.
That's weird how he moved to Texas after being in Brooklyn. But now that shows it's just like car crashes and like porn, like with no explanation. Like he just splices shots
together. Like an
Olsen
Twins movie.
Yeah, out of nowhere.
It's random.
And then porn again.
And then Mary Kate and Ashley Olsen.
He just said that.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Sorry.
And then Mary Kate and Ashley Olsen.
Why, guys? That's why it's great because they two separate things.
And then Mary Kate and Ashley Olsen.
What about those chicks from Full House?
You mean Mary Kate and Ashley Olsen?
What about those anorexic bitches?
Some
of the star that they were. And then after that was a show called Skullmasters, which was just like Jamaican people interviewing each other incoherently.
About their self-released gay tone CDs. Or
yelling at each other.
It's about to drop in a minute. It's hot. It's fire.
Yeah, that's pretty much how every interview went.
And that was the interviewer. So tell me about your new album.
No. The interviewer would always be hyped, I remember. And the guy would just be like stoned out of his way. Yeah, pick it up.
Yes, get it.
That's right, Bob McLaren.
That's fire.
Yeah. There's a lot of... I wish there was more public access television because I find some of it to be far more entertaining.
Well, that's what YouTube is for now.
I guess that's true. YouTube is the modern-day public access television.
But apparently, Aaron was telling me that Staten Island has, like, the best cesspool of public
access. Oh.
Yeah, like...
Well, I mean, Staten Island.
Yeah. What else is there to do all day?
It is a cesspool.
It is a cesspool, yeah. So there's a greater...
I don't think YouTube fills that void very well, though, because I think people just get lazy because you can just point your fucking webcam at yourself and just talk, and that becomes a video. Like, people don't put any effort into it.
Well, some people do.
There's still some people, but I think it fosters, like, laziness, though, in a lot of people.
I feel like...
Darren and channeling the Unabomber.
I feel like it gives a, it makes it really easy to do something like that, to allow people like that to do it. But
yeah,
I feel like just as many people would do it online.
Well, I think it also, it's a good thing. I just think it fills a different, like, hello. What the fuck are
you? Oh, sorry, do you need to take a call? Our sponsor needs to take a call.
Someone in the chat room is named the Iron Sheikuation.
Oh, that guy's
fantastic.
Great.
Fantastic.
If that guy calls in, the Iron Sheikuation, we might have to give him a prize. Our number is 646-929-1357.
Hold on, the Iron Sheikuation's on the phone right now.
Let's get him on. Hello, Sheiky baby.
I want to go on the MTVs and I go to the studio, but they don't want to talk to the man. Why? Why can't I be on your show? Piece of shit. Fucking assholes. They're not, don't like it, me. You know why it, Robert? You know why it? You know they like the Iron Sheik question?
Why don't you show them this?
Because I'm a fucking Muslim. Motherfucker. Fucking bullshit.
They have beaches in Iran.
They have all kinds of beaches. Taller beaches. Shorter beaches. I fuck at every beach in the Iran. Iran beaches number one. American beaches. Ha, once you take it off the veil, they're all beaches are hot in Iran.
Wait, no, beaches, not
beaches. That's what I say, beaches.
Iron Sheikuation.
What, you don't like it, beaches? You're a fucking fag. You're a piece of shit. Motherfucking.
What did I do to Snooki? Did I do?
Ah, Snooki, you come down here. You're like it's fucking B. Brian Blair. I see him. He should wear a fucking veil. That's a piece of shit. Like Iranian woman. Motherfucker. You're a no good motherfucker. Piece of shit.
But I'm half Iranian.
You're half nothing. When you finish, you'll be half person. You'll be bleeding torso. That's all you are. Crawling around the floor with your arms. Trying to get reconnected with your legs. Motherfucker. Piece of shit.
Iron Sheikuation, you have some big words.
Bullshit! I'm reading dictionaries.
He's got his word to take out with
every it. Week. I'm like, Roger, I write the thesaurus. Motherfucker.
You're like, what?
Never mind, fuck you, don't be smart. Why you killed Daniel? Why? 7 years old, baby.
I guess I'll go.
I almost forgot that I was on the phone and I was about to go back into my voice. I had to stay in character.
Tears.
See, now I prevented that guy from calling in. Get all my material.
Okay. So what else? What else is going on?
Oh, the Juggalos have a news network now, I heard.
Oh, yeah, we put up that video yesterday or 2 days ago.
Yeah, what's that all about?
It's just a sketch that somebody else made, and I uploaded onto our site without their permission. No big deal. But it's quite funny.
Really?
What is it about?
Can the Democrats recover after losing their supermajority? Plus, Violent J invites haters to suck his balls. Juggalo News starts right now.
It's like a news dude, but in Juggalo makeup. It's like a Fox News parody.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Juggalo News. The only
news. Oh, so it's not like the band doing it.
No, it's a parody. It's a satire.
With the Obama administration struggling to pass health care and campaign finance legislation, what do they need to do to smoke the Republicans' asses? Joining us now from Haven Rock, Illinois, frequent Juggalo News contributor, Murder Bitch. And from Washington, noted
really well done.
And author, Fats Cockstring.
So, yeah,
what up?
It's
Fats,
total,
during the campaign,
it's
Obama
a joke.
Promised...
I mean, you can watch the whole video on the site. It's
what
on the main
preventing
page.
Him from bringing the
but,
well, we're in a...
We posted this, and somebody left a comment, like, saying it was real, like into it, like, finally.
Tonight,
That's what the world's been lacking, like news commentary from juggalos.
Wait. Oh, wait. Hell yeah, about time some juggalo shit got on this site. Whoop, whoop.
Oh, boy.
That's what he said. Hilarious stuff.
Hilarious.
What was that person's username?
Lim.
L-I-M-B. Probably pronounces it as... pronounce it Limbo.
Probably.
And someone else called him the Guar of Rap.
I could sort of see that.
It's a bit of an insult to Guar.
Well.
Oh, fuck yeah. Juggalos rule the world, bitches. Finally, this site just got better with ICT on it.
How are they the Guar? Like, what would make them the Guar of Rap? Because of our costumes?
Yes.
But they don't. They
and like a whole alternate reality kind of thing.
All they do is wear just makeup. It's not like Guar is like a whole story. There's like a.
Yeah.
There's like a mythology.
And Guar plays music that's good.
To you, and ICP is good to someone.
No, it's
I
not.
I think they're both terrible.
But ICP is
not
good.
But you've
good
never even, like, listened to Guar.
I've listened to probably as much Guar as I have ICP.
How much is that?
A couple songs apiece. And if that's enough for me to know ICP is terrible, then why can't it be enough for me to not like Guar?
No, but it's not. You should listen to more ICP and determine that it's bad.
But I already did determine it's bad.
Plus, I mean, Guar's live show, it's like...
Have you ever been to an ICP concert?
I've seen it. I remember at Woodstock 99 on pay-per-view. They aired it, and I was like, this is one concert I would not want to be at. Although I do remember... Yeah, I just didn't want fucking Faygo sprayed all over me.
But you want
fucking
cow
disgusting
semen
soda.
Blood.
You didn't want some 400-pound girl in a tank top punching you in the face.
Yes.
It's like armpit hair.
That too. A 400 girl raping me.
That is another way they are like Guar. You get shit poured all over you in the fucking crowd.
It's just coming
true
from the crowd.
It's the fans do it.
Yeah. Because the outhouse is backed up. They're drunk.
The RV.
And didn't Guar play The Gathering? Or no?
Yeah, they did.
So there you go.
Well, I mean, they did it for money.
All right.
And
but
crack,
if they,
I'm sure.
And what?
Crack. They smoke crack.
Oh. Well, so what? I mean, who wouldn't, you know?
Yeah. I mean, whatever.
They give you money.
Yeah. Okay. It's a gig. But, I mean, ultimately, it doesn't really matter. They're both just entertainers.
What is the Faygo? Like, explain that to me.
It's just soda. It's just like
I don't know what it is. I mean, why is that like their thing?
Because I guess
Faygo
probably...
isn't even like cool with it. They tried to get a Faygo sponsor.
Would you be if you ran a company?
I'm guessing that's like the tropical fantasy for the like Midwest region.
But I saw a Faygo truck here.
Oh, really?
I didn't get my camera out in time. I was gonna take a picture of it. Like a guy, the two Mexicans driving a Faygo truck.
That must be
new. I've never really seen it. When we went to Virginia, I saw it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like white trash soda.
And someone said RC Cola, but RC Cola is...
RC Cola is good.
It's good. You can't find it anywhere now.
No, you can find it in like
I miss Royal Crown
Draft.
Like
Stop and Shop.
I've never seen it in Stop and Shop.
It's definitely been there.
I haven't seen it in Stop and Shop in like at least 5 years.
Well, I probably haven't been there. Looked for it. And
there you
RC
go.
Cola was like liquid crack. That was the best soda ever.
Quite good. It was like Hunt's ketchup, underrated but very tasty. No market share, but I appreciated it.
What was that clear soda that these
Crystal
have?
Pepsi?
Crystal Pepsi.
Love that shit.
Yeah.
But it's a taste the same as Pepsi, though. They just look clear.
So how come that never came out?
I was a kid. It was a gimmick.
It was a big bomb because they spent all this like money and no one bought it.
I bought it.
I
converted exclusively to Crystal.
So did I think.
You know what I really miss though is C2. Remember that? It's a Coke 2.
I don't think
I've never.
Was that
I
before
never...
Crystal Pepsi?
Yeah.
No way. It was in the 2000s.
You know what? That was around for such. Yeah, you know, you're right.
You're thinking of New Coke.
You're right, but that was around for such a short amount of time. It was like there and gone. Like.
It was about 3 years.
Was it around that long?
Yeah. It was from like 2002 to 2004.
Okay.
And
so what was it?
It was Coke with half the sugar in it. So it was like a different, like a better tasting Diet Coke, like less diet and less bad for you.
Medium Coke.
Yeah. It's good. It was. I liked it better than regular Coke. I wondered why it wasn't on a diet or anything.
Exciting news.
Well, we started talking about soda. What do you want? Yeah. Fuck you.
No, fuck you.
So I had an idea that I want to throw out, which was, well, we started talking about Noah getting breast implants last week.
Oh.
And we started talking about making a fund about it, which I don't know if we're going to do. That's another story. I was being serious, but it might have been taken as a joke. But
no, you want to set that up, a PayPal account for your boobs?
Why don't we just do it? See what, you know.
Well, shouldn't I find out how much it costs?
It costs more than we could raise from PayPal.
Let's say,
well, you don't need it.
Exactly.
No, I don't think you need it.
She's perfect
but
the way she is.
These kids
but
are
that's irrelevant.
To get
you're all
their
like,
weed every week. They're now going to send us money.
You're all missing the point, which is not that she, whether or not she needs it is not relevant. I don't think she needs it either, but she.
I don't
feels,
think I need it either.
But you feel like you
but
would
I would,
be, you would be happy
it.
With it. So why not do it?
Since when does a woman's happiness matter?
It matters to me.
You're liar. And that is to you as it reflects
I'm not,
on the show.
I'm not really going to get it. I think maybe when I get older and they start sagging, I'll get it.
That, what
you
about
get a
the
lift.
Calf implants?
Calf implants?
Calf implants.
Like to put a baby cow?
No, you don't want to
no,
do that.
Yes, in your titty. And then there's always milk. And it's fresh. Everybody can have some. Get some titty cheese going on.
Just implant one in your living room. Man. You don't have to buy milk.
Why go to the store when you have the calf implants? And the expression.
I didn't know the baby cow lactate.
Yeah.
Can I tell you a really quick, funny Noah is a dummy story?
Yes, please.
Oh, no, I'm scared.
A couple of weeks ago, I had a friend of mine stay with me, and he's from Massachusetts. And Noah came over to hang out, and she... I told her he's from Boston, so he's talking to her, and she just all of a sudden goes, wow, you have a really good accent. You have a really nice accent. So Jenny said, you're from Boston, but before that, where are you from? Are you from Europe? What part are you from?
Oh, boy.
I couldn't understand a damn thing the guy was saying.
How do you know somebody from Boston, Jenny?
From college.
Oh.
But I mean,
you know him like that?
Okay. I heard.
What?
You know him like that, yo?
No, stop it. He's the guy that's like he quit his job, he sold his house, and now he's traveling across the country with his dog.
Jenny wouldn't what? Go out with someone that unstable. Come on.
Unless he cleaned her house first.
he cleans for me and he cooks.
What?
Well, wait, whoa. For me and Noah.
She was giving him, you know, like a free room and stuff.
Yeah,
like
really?
And
a free womb?
A what?
A free womb?
Let's hear more about it.
No, she has other stories that she could tell us about that.
Oh, wow.
Stop it.
Toss it.
Come
okay.
on, you have to talk about mm-hmm. it.
Noah, you talk about it.
She bought another thing from Adam and Eve.
Okay, what did she buy?
Noah!
Well, hold on one second. Before we get to that, Frank mentioned that Stephen Wallach, M.D., says the average breast augmentation in New York ranges between $5,000 and $10,000.
You would have to get the $10,000 one.
Yeah, I would want the $10,000.
Silicone is more expensive than saline.
And saline, because silicone's bad for you.
Okay.
Well, no, saline is the cheap one.
I think silicone
saline's
is a bad
better for
anymore.
You.
I think the quality of silicone, because it will be
silicone
wanna,
is
no,
more
no,
expensive.
No, no, no. If I'm getting my boobs done, I want to fly out. California.
Right.
I want to
yes,
spend the week
no
there.
There's no good doctors in New York.
Me too.
So I want to go to
yeah,
California.
No one in New York, gets breast.
No, but I want to stay in like one of those like recovery resorts where they like massage your feet and I can smoke
weed. It's
going to
cost a lot more than $10,000.
All right, so how about
I'm not paying for it.
The fund just comes for the, covers the breast though. You got to do everything else yourself.
Oh.
Unless we get enough money, I'm saying.
I mean, come on, if Noah's getting her breasts done for you guys, don't you want her to at least, you know, have a good time?
I don't think it's
no,
that
I want her
ridiculous.
To suffer. I want her to regret every second of it. Because I'm against all forms of plastic surgery.
What if...
Why?
Wait, like, even, like, facial reconstructive?
If it's necessary because you've been in an accident, all right.
Why? Why
if it's elective, I'm against it.
Why are you against it?
Because I think you should make the best of what you have.
Why can't you make the best of what you have after you're in a car accident?
That's fine.
Right,
well, no,
so
but that's not what you had. What you had got fucked up, and you just want to put
what
it. You're not trying to improve. You're just trying to get back to what you were.
You are trying to improve.
Or to
that's
leave
what
the house.
You know, that's...
No, well, then come on.
I'm taking your logic to the next step.
But I'm not taking it to that step. I'm just saying,
you're not
if
being
you
consistent,
look,
is what
you're
saying.
No, I'm saying you
Let's
should
get ready. To
when people want to have plastic surgery, it's not because they have a physical problem. It's because they have a mental issue.
I'm agreeing.
What if you do have a physical problem? What if you're really, really ugly?
Then why don't you just develop a really cool personality so people don't care?
It's not even ugly. It's not. I get what you're saying.
I already worked on my personality.
So you're fine.
Not enough.
And you, oh, shit, Jenny.
I'm kidding.
I agree with Jenny in principle, but I don't think it should be based on what other people think of you. It's if you are not comfortable with how you look, why shouldn't you get
a therapist?
But that's one solution.
Be something.
That's
There's
fine.
Be something.
But that's fine. See a therapist too, but why can't you get you spend the money? If you want to spend the money, it's your fucking money. Who cares?
Nah. I think these doctors should be doing more important things with their medical school educations than
why?
Giving
There's
people
plenty of doctors.
Hey, have you ever heard of free will?
Yeah, I'm not a fan of that. I think everybody's will should bend to what I think is right.
The obvious.
There you have it.
So I never denied that.
I'm all for it.
I think plastic surgery helps a lot of people feel better about themselves.
I have an idea. Jenny, how about you give like a quarter of each of your boobs to Noah?
We
still need plastic surgery
for that. Still need it.
But at least it would be natural.
I would give her anything that
The balance would be maintained.
Just rip it off and nail it to Noah's wall so she can look at it.
I wonder if the boob transplant, if they would like just hook up.
Oh, yeah.
Like a tube.
It's alive! Dr. Frankenstein comes in.
Dr. Skankenstein.
If I could give you my boobs, I would.
Aw.
Then you'd be sick of them, and she'd need breasts. And we have the
I'd give them back.
And then me and Rob could give them our boobs. Oh, our dinner is here.
I think we should take a music break.
No. I think we're on a roll.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't think you need boobs. I think you're perfect.
I
like my boobs now.
They're sexy. They're hot.
I've never seen them, but I'm sure they're fine.
They're perfect.
So then why is this something we're
discussing?
Have
you ever seen my boobs to say that?
Once.
I'm sure Jenny has seen my tits.
Yeah.
You were asleep.
Show your tits.
Oh, I should.
You were in the shower.
Yeah.
No.
She had a camera set up.
I think in Israel. It was in Israel.
No, what was I doing?
Changing.
Oh.
What do you mean, what were you doing? You were leaning back, stretching.
No, I was just curious because I don't remember changing in front of you.
Oh, shit.
So
I was peeking.
Shit.
See, I told you.
No, I think it was that stupid mirror in your grandmother's bathroom.
Doesn't sound so stupid to me.
No, you walked. It wouldn't be stupid.
What else do you do in your grandmother's bathroom, Noah?
I touch myself.
How dare you disrespect your grandmother like that?
Well, I did touch myself when I was taking a shower.
Okay,
clean myself. Technically, we all touch ourselves.
You're away for a week.
So anyway, you were saying, we were talking about Jenny and Adam and Eve or something?
Oh, she got a new accessory, and you have to talk about it and why
you
got it.
Hold on. This is why I can't leave the room, because I walk in here and I hear, I was touching myself in the shower. And you gloss right over it.
No, we were talking about it for a while.
You were talking about touching yourself in the shower. All right, can you get a recap, please?
Well, Jenny was talking about when she saw Noah naked.
And
then her boobs, yes.
All right.
And then she was saying, because of some mirror, and then at her grandma's house, and she was like, you touch yourself in your grandma's house? And then Noah was all like, sure, I touched myself. And then we were like, yeah. And then she's like, yeah, when I'm in the shower, I touch myself.
I clean myself.
Again. And you stopped there. This is exactly my point.
I didn't mean masturbated in my grandma's
Why not?
Shower.
What's wrong with that?
Because it's a standing.
Does she have a camera in there?
Put one leg up on the wall.
That would be uncomfortable. And also, there's a water shortage in Israel.
Yeah.
And, like, how long do I have to stay in there?
How long does it take?
While.
Really?
I mean, you got to put yourself in the mood. You can't just do it.
Yeah.
How hard can it be in Israel in your grandmother's house to get in the mood, really? Just think of the Wailing Wall or something. What turns you on in Israel?
Well, I had to make sure I was facing it.
Sand. Oh, your sandstorm. I'm so turned on.
Sandstorms.
You don't have sand? There's plenty of sand.
We have like paved roads and stuff. Where would the sand?
Yeah, go? Right. In Israel?
Yeah.
Please. One paved road and one stoplight in a whole fucking country. All right, I'm sorry to interrupt.
But anyway, so Jenny, what'd you get at Adam and Eve?
I don't know why I have to talk about this.
I'm just going to say it.
Okay, so I brought a very innocent,
very sexy.
It isn't innocent anymore.
We'll see what it is.
What is it? What is it?
I bought a flog. Flogger.
Flogger.
What's that?
A flog someone
with?
A whip. Who are you whipping?
It's like a whip with like a tassel on it, right?
Yeah.
You whip yourself?
That's not our fucking kids in the classroom she's whipping.
Just boys.
Well, wait, boys? What do you mean?
Jenny has a new passion in life.
Oh, really?
You didn't do your homework!
You're such an asshole. I told you I was bringing this up.
Who is she whipping? No, what's
that's to keep the teenage dykes away from her feet. Excuse me, miss.
Shut up!
I quit.
No. When her students are bad, she records them.
I do. I record
them.
She
leaves her iPhone on, she records, and then she plays it back to them and to their parents.
She makes them take their shirts off like in Fame. And they're crying into the camera.
Yeah.
No, but seriously, what is it for?
It's a whip.
But, like, why did you decide to buy one?
So I can use it.
On
whom?
On boys.
Where do you find these boys?
I have.
Craigslist.
No, not on Craigslist.
Where do you find them?
On a website.
What?
Now, do you just beep him, or does he get to beep you? To
nobody
beep you, or?
Beats me.
So you are the beater. You, yeah.
She's
you're
like
the
dominatrix.
She's
pretty
like
much.
The Wiz. Nobody beats her. So wait.
Old joke.
I know.
I really can't believe I'm discussing this.
Look, all right, I got it.
You wanted your website promoted, right? Here's the price.
Right.
You just talked about me masturbating at my grandmother's house.
No, I did not. I said I saw your breasts. Big deal.
No, I'm saying we just talked about that.
Okay.
So,
by the way,
you have to say it's not as awesome.
Jenny has a new website. It's called Flog Appetite.
No.
Rob, code that. Get on that.
It's already registered.
Oh, good.
But
I was going to add a question. I'm sorry.
Okay.
So you bought a flogger. Right?
Yeah.
So you bought a flogger with the intention of possibly in the future flogging people, or like
correct.
you have flogged but you needed new equipment, or like what?
No,
an upgrade.
I've been improvising.
Oh, like all right, so like a newspaper, what?
Like a belt.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
So I don't know, like, there's a website where you could hook up with guys that would want this?
Yeah.
Is it the website that cop was
yeah.
on? Oh, my God. What a tangled web we weave.
Exactly.
She heard that guys that like being flogged clean better. That's what happened.
Well,
have you hooked back up with that guy?
Yes, he's actually
Jesus.
Come sees me twice a week.
He come sees you?
Comes to see me a couple times a week.
Really?
He sees you come a couple times.
He cleans my house for me.
Uh-huh. Oh, so that's what you get out of it. That's the pleasure that you get.
Yeah, he takes me shopping. That's fun.
He takes you shopping? Wow.
He's a fucking pimp.
And then what?
So wait, he buys you stuff?
Yeah, well, this is what happens. I'll send him a list, like I'll text him what I need
like
or what I
list?
Want. No,
girl,
what
it's
I want.
Not a wish because she
and,
gets it.
Yeah. So it's usually my grocery list for the week, and then if I have any errands to run, like if I have to go to the post office or something, I'll tell him exactly what I have to do. And he gets off at work, I think 7 or 8 or something, and he has a key to my house.
Oh, my God.
And he cleans the house and makes sure that everything's done. And then if I want something, I'll tell him to go get it.
Mm-hmm.
And when I come home, he likes to massage my feet and my back.
Uh-huh. Are you wearing a shirt while he's massaging your back, or are you topless?
No.
Topless? So you've let him see your breasts?
No, I always cover myself.
Really?
Like, he doesn't see my full breast.
But she can't give it all away in the beginning. I mean, you got to keep coming back.
Well, it's not the beginning, but...
It's the beginning. This guy's got loads of money.
So what else did you get out of it besides, like, getting beaten to death with a...
Yeah, and I beat him, and I do certain things.
Have you let him go down on you?
No.
Have you called him my dirty
bitch? Have you let him touch you in any way?
Yeah, he massages
me. But, like, other, like...
He has not performed cunnilingus on me, but I have sat on his face.
Oh, that's not doing anything.
No, that's like,
so with his mouth closed, why wouldn't he perform cunnilingus on you at that point?
Because I'm, like, suffocating him.
But is his mouth open? Is he trying to perform cunnilingus?
No, he's trying to breathe.
So what happened if you accidentally killed him at one of your sessions?
She would just bury him
in the
backyard.
Showtime. That's like a 2 in the morning Showtime movie. You have to hide the body. All of a sudden, you're getting phone calls. You don't know where they're coming from. It's his ex-girlfriend.
Oh,
she
wow.
knows what you did. She was on speakerphone the whole time. She's going to blackmail you.
Then
you have to hire a sexy detective. Yeah.
Oh,
the
wow.
whole thing goes on.
Sounds like Law and Order.
You start flogging the sexy detective. The girlfriend takes pictures.
Suddenly, you're like the Heidi Fleiss of flogging. You develop a network of floggers, and you dispatch them to various
She's starting,
points around
it's
the city.
A new site where you document your flogging. It's called flogspot.com.
Flogging or die?
I am going to need much more weed if this is what we're talking about.
Christ. So you're skipping work. You're having this going. You're in a downward spiral of epic proportions, Jenny. What is going on?
I don't see how she's in a downward spiral. She's getting... paid for sitting on a guy's face with her butt.
I'm not getting paid. He doesn't give me money.
He takes you shopping.
He likes to see me happy.
Oh, Jesus. I'm not knocking you.
Darren,
that's great.
Darren, he's a philanthropist.
He's a police officer.
He's a John.
This is the houseboy, Rob. Are you not paying attention?
This is
the
one that smells her farts.
Yeah.
Oh.
This guy.
Oh, it's that same guy.
Yes.
Oh, I
he
see.
Gets very excited when I wear Uggs to work. Because my feet are going to be extra stinky when I get home.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God. That is so scary.
Yeah, that was like, why can't
didn't
a guy pay me
this
to
guy
do
naked?
That?
Didn't she
no.
show pictures of this guy naked on that website or, like, in, like, a thong or something?
If you guys are lucky, maybe I'll bring him to the show one
yeah,
day.
Yeah, please never
please
do.
I don't want him to know her.
Please
anymore.
Do. Rob, would you be willing to sit on his face if it meant he would get us groceries and shit and clean the house?
Wait, no. Would my bare ass have to be on his
yeah,
face?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If I told him to come and clean your apartment, he would.
Yeah, I want him nowhere near my apartment.
I don't want him smelling my toilet.
It's terrifying.
Ew. No,
and
he
the
wouldn't.
The thing is, as I said, my neighbor is a cop. Mm-hmm. If they somehow saw each other in the hallway and your buddy had to explain what the hell he was doing here, that would...
Where does he live? Where does he work? What borough?
Brooklyn, I think.
Okay, he doesn't work in Brooklyn.
Where does he work?
No comment. No comment on that one.
The boogie down?
I'm not saying.
Money earned in Mount Vernon?
Does
he live in this borough? Or
he's
in
a New York City cop.
But does he live in this borough?
He does not work in this borough. I'm
but
not
live.
Saying where he lives or anything.
He lives wherever Jenny tells him to.
Because that's not cool. I'm not going to.
So what is his address?
No, I think he's just wondering how far he would travel.
Yeah, yeah. Like would you ever like run into him like when you're not?
No.
He lives far enough away where it's
yes.
just...
He's the principal in your school, right?
He lives over a bridge or
okay.
a tunnel.
Okay.
What? Wait.
From
so
here.
He lives in
I
Jersey.
Pictured a guy suspended over a bridge.
It doesn't matter where he lives.
It doesn't matter where he lives.
I yeah, live in a house on the top of the bridge.
Somebody in the chat room wants to know if this cop smokes weed.
That's a good question.
No, that's one thing that he gets very upset about.
That upsets him. Not farts in his face at point blank range.
I do talk to a DEA agent. I swear to God, I talk to a DEA agent from that website online.
Oh, Jesus.
And he knows that I'm.
So it's like all law enforcement people that like
no, not
want
all.
To give up.
Well, why
the
do you think
control.
They become law enforcement?
It's a lot of law enforcement agencies and like presidents of people like in high.
Barack Obama is on this website. Is what
no,
you're
like
you?
high level like executives.
Let me ask
did you
read?
Wait, can anybody just sign up for this? Or you
yeah.
You have a profile on this site.
Yeah.
Does it have pictures of you on it?
It has, not of my face.
So of what?
Of my body.
Dressed?
Yes.
And really, that's enough to get people.
Well, it has.
Just Provost.
It has nice curves.
Let's see this profile.
And it has another picture, but no, I'm not telling you.
Oh, come on.
You know the website.
I don't
care if you go to
the website.
I'm not telling you my thing. Yeah, Geek to Geek.
Geek to Geek.
Yeah. Come on, Jenny, punch up the website. You don't have to
say
it on the air.
We don't say it on the air.
Oh, yeah. Uh-oh.
Well, no, just you do it.
No, I'm going to tell you the web. I'm going to
type it in. Here.
Well, no, do it on the screen so we can all see it. Jenny, do it on Noah's computer so we can all see it.
Oh, okay. Wait, hold on.
So now we're getting this website of which Jenny is a member, where she finds dudes to clean her house, and as a reward, she farts on their faces.
And they're all cops.
Yes, you know it.
I think this
I know it. Because you told me.
Oh.
I'm not going to say what it is, but the name of this website is fucking hilarious. Perfect. It fits perfectly.
And the main photo is a guy shirtless washing his car, mopping his car.
That ain't his car.
Northeast
Philly, he's mopping some bitch's car so she could fucking sit on his face
profile,
later.
I won't show you my profile, but I'll show you some of the boys that I...
No,
boys.
No, no, no.
We have to see her profile.
Profile. You have to.
That's too much for me.
But she, It's funny that all these.
Well, I could just do like a browse and find you that way.
But you can't see my face.
This is why all these guys are cops, though. They become cops in the first place to work out their fucking mental problems from being abused as a child and everything.
I'll show you my favorite.
So, of course, they're all got, like, they're all, oh, please fart on me, and, like, I want to sniff your panties and stuff, because they're all, like, I'm not saying every single cop, but, like, a lot of them are, like, twisted guys that just want to go, like, beat people up and tase them.
And then also be treated that way.
First of all, in New York, it's not that bad, usually. So, but every time, like, even on metal injection, in comments, people are always like, these cops are fucking with me and this and that. And I, like, whenever we travel somewhere, I get fucking, like, terrified of police. There's some of all the shit that I hear.
Really?
Yeah.
See the cops call, I'm like, fuck. Did I do anything?
But you didn't do anything.
Usually,
I know, but it doesn't matter. Rob has such a lovely view of the world that the cops never fuck with anybody if they're not doing anything.
Huh.
Not true.
Yeah. This is fun.
Are there any pictures of guys not holding their penises that I can look at right now?
Probably not.
There's an ad on the sidebar for a man wearing lingerie fucking a girl.
Wait, I can't.
Oh, who's Milkmaid? Could you click on Milkmaid's profile, please?
Where is that?
That's Top Row.
Oh my god.
A girl with a nipple.
Really, she's had a child recently. That's like pregnant nipples.
Well,
that's milky
that
nipples.
It looked worse in the thumbnail.
Lactating.
It looked worse in the thumbnail. It looked like she had a gigantic bee sting on her tits.
She has a cap implant.
Gigantic.
Guys are into that.
Gigantic tickles.
No, the gigantic titties is okay.
Wait, scroll down a second.
Guys
scroll
are
down.
Into gigantic distended
Wait,
nipples.
That girl wants
that.
Us to believe that she's 128 pounds. Really?
Just the one titch.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Wait, she's 5'5". So I can see her.
No, no.
I don't know. Okay,
this
but anyway.
Radio,
yeah, this we're describing images. So
I think it's as long as we
it's
describe
all,
it.
Consider it's a lactation. That's all. That's all she wants.
Okay. I can't show you I can't remember their screen. I don't
Do you remember your screen name?
I know my screen.
So then let's see that.
Why don't you call the guy
you
and demand
a goddamn Geek to Geek profile. We dedicated like two shows to it. The least you can do is return the favor now that you've done.
I want to see the guy's profile, what this guy looks like.
Oh no.
Alright, that was just the fucking like nerd with his shirt off.
Oh my god.
Is that the guy?
This is your friend?
Oh god, no. I didn't
He doesn't do housework.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Hold on, okay, I gotta say what he's talking about.
Wait.
Looking for a sadistic mistress. However, I don't do housework. Sorry. If that's non-negotiable, I thought I'd save us both time. I'm only sub in the bedroom. I'm also well-educated.
Wait,
you
know,
in the boardroom.
Oh, God.
I thought that was HTML.
Oh,
oh Jesus. Well, what kind of sadistic woman is going to... Then she's going to be like, you know, it's part of my thing. You got to clean the kitchen, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
You don't get to pick
and
choose.
Play.
He likes ass play and blindfolds. Bondage.
I will clean the kitchen as long as I can put the mop in my ass while I do it.
Park limits were diapers and enemas. That's as far as he goes.
This guy is a cuckold, so he likes to watch
people fuck his wife.
Yeah.
Fucked. Do we have pictures of his wife?
Wait, what? What's that called?
Cuckold.
Cuckolding.
Hmm. So much
not cock-holding, Rob.
I didn't think that. I'm
make not... sure you know the distinction.
Does it involve a baby cow?
No, that's calf implants. We discussed that.
Or already. A rooster?
All right, Jenny, come on. Show us your profile. I don't want to see
no!
your
profile.
Jenny, you know what website?
Why do I look? It's like human nature. It's like, oh, look, there's a car accident with a severed head. Oh, let me look.
Me and Sid last night, we went on this new site, Chat Roulette.
Oh my God!
Which is
the
worst site ever?
Such a bummer.
The whole thing was it's like, oh yeah, I heard that it's just penises. So I'm like,
somebody wants to chat with me.
Oh.
No.
Should accept the request. Install the plugin.
You know what's sort of awesome? Jenny doesn't even realize, but right up in there in the corner, it says what her username is.
I know. I told you that.
Now. Okay, so I could just look up the profile myself then if I wanted to.
I know, but it just needs.
Just show us.
Yeah.
By the way, her name is hilarious, too.
My sister came up with that.
Does she have a profile, too?
No.
Oh, no, you really going to just
like,
with this guy.
Can I just say it? They don't know the site.
No.
They don't know the site,
please
though.
Don't.
All right. No, I asked permission.
View profile right there.
Okay. Where? Here?
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
Just show
Listen.
It.
Oh, damn it. No, can I...
We're already here.
Everyone, close your eyes right now. Okay, their eyes are closed.
Yeah. Hello.
Yeah, I can see how you get a lot of responses to that photo.
It's a picture
is that a dude
of
with his pants down
the
there, that picture? What is this?
Oh,
over here. Lesbian female slave. Hello,
yeah.
Lesbian female slave. What is this word switch that I keep seeing? What does that signify?
That's going back from dominant to submissive.
So they want to do both?
Yeah.
Okay.
That doesn't work for me either. So this is
Net
my
top.
Yeah.
He sort of looks like Billy Joe Armstrong a little bit.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
Like a Guido Billy Joe Armstrong.
He looks like a bitch. I thought it was more like I thought it would be like a regular guy that acts like
uh-huh.
Maybe that's a bad picture.
Pony puppy role play. Good lord. Yowza.
What's queening?
Sitting on a guy's face.
Oh, wait. Of course. I don't know
what
that is. Queen me.
Wait.
It's how you say cleaning when there's a girl suffocating.
What
are you going to be doing later?
Cleaning. My kitchen.
Okay, can I get off this now?
Here, what's curious about medical play?
Oh.
No, don't get off!
Wax
I've never
play.
Done that. And that's pretty cool. I think I would do it.
What's medical play, though?
Like, it's like
it?
Playing with forceps and...
By enemas?
Yeah, like, and not really enemas, but like, you know the thing that they put in you when you go to the gynecologist?
Oh God!
Can you go to the form where you pick that and see what else is on
yeah,
there?
Yeah,
the options on the profile editing page.
We need to make up a profile just for fun
with Rob in it.
No,
let's
come
see how
on.
Many girls reply.
God, seriously, that
with
that.
A picture of Thor.
Yeah.
Okay, with
yeah.
Thor definitely.
You know, like
and he could just have a blanket covering his crotch.
Edit profile.
That's like the basis for pavement.
A little lower. Edit profile.
If you don't have, if you're not, don't have a stable job, don't even look at me.
Right.
Why? You're just going to sit on their face. Like, who cares?
No.
What their job is.
Because right. What am I getting out of that?
Well, you know what
your
I
house
noticed?
Cleaned?
You know what I just noticed on right. Jenny's profile?
What?
You're listed as bisexual. That's new.
No.
Yeah, it said bisexual.
No,
I saw that before.
Shut the
Listen,
fuck.
Noah. If a bitch wants to come over and clean her house,
Noah, show me
who
on
cares?
The puppy where she touched you. Show me on Bruno where she touched you.
Oh, where he's licking right now.
Oh, Noah.
Now touch Bruno the way she touched you.
Oh, I've you never had any lesbian thoughts about Noah.
What about
her.
Who?
Oh, don't think that way.
So if a woman were to clean for you and then buy you stuff, would you be into that?
Would you,
yeah,
let,
I would
you
let
sit
her.
On her face?
Yeah.
What do you
You're
think?
Learning so many new things.
All right. So, okay. So these interests, these are all boring. Get to the dirty stuff.
Athletics.
The BDSM. Let's get to that.
Yeah.
Cages.
Electrical play. Electrical.
Crop.
They like to be
local BDSM community.
Electrical play is where you turn the lights on and off over and over.
No,
corner time.
What's dilation?
I think ass dilation. I would
assume. Ass gaping.
Eye contact restriction. Yeah. Nice. Can I check that off for my entire life, just in general?
Dilation is actually.
Don't look at me.
Forced cynic listening.
Oh,
ah,
no.
Yeah, that's
no,
torture.
That's a turn off.
All right, let's see the second one.
If you don't know what it is, you can just click on it, and it'll
pop.
Oh, so go to dilation. What is that?
Expansion of the female genitalia or rectum using plugs or other means, often
go.
For the purpose
Whoa.
Of erotic stimulation.
Now, go to BDSM 2.
It's all swollen pussy lips.
Show me on Bruno where she dilated you.
Hypnosis.
Leashes.
You're a chicken, Noah.
Needle play.
Oh, my God.
Needle play? Wow.
Fire play.
Wait, I don't like needle
Gas play. Masks. Hoods. Knife play.
It's like the fucking knock.
What is munches? Go to munches. What is munches?
Munches are meetings open to any interested member of a local BDSM community where participants can freely discuss issues of interest and socialize.
What?
They are typically held
Boring.
At coffee shops or other public
a
venues.
A coffee shop.
I don't
of all
want to
the
socialize.
Things that the term munches could mean on this fucking website. That's what it means? Hanging out at a fucking Starbucks?
Uh-huh.
It must be code. They can't even mention what it is.
Yeah.
They put that.
Yeah. Two girls, one cup is clearly what they're going for.
Gags. So yeah, they like rubber chickens and and fucking joy buzzers. This is like...
click over to number three.
This is josephmengele.com, by the way, that we're on.
Plastic wrap. What is shibari?
Oh, that's a type of tying up.
Yeah, that's when the Japanese make a stake for you on the grill.
Intricate Japanese rope bondage.
What
scenes? Outdoor bondage. What's that about?
Being bound up outdoors.
That's it?
It's when they go to a coffee shop.
Oh.
With the trees.
And the great old standard vacuum stimulation. Vacuum stimulation.
Vacuum stimulation is a type of sensory play which involves applying a vacuum to various areas of the submissive body and is sometimes used in conjunction with electrical play.
Someone in our chat room says, ask Jenny if she likes furries.
No.
You don't at all?
Unless they have they have high-paying jobs and are willing to clean her house.
I don't like pussy guys. I don't like guys dressing up.
You like masculine guys?
Yeah, I like masculine guys.
What about if a masculine guy
dressed
as Big Bird sat on your face? Would you be into that?
I don't really like masculine, to be honest with you, but I just like that guy to be a guy. I don't want you to want to cross-dress or wear panties. I think that's gay, and I don't like that.
Mm. You're really comfortable.
No. You're an asshole.
Just saying.
Okay, so yeah. Are we done? Are we done with
me
now?
I guess we're done. I guess we're done. Great, great stuff, Jenny, as usual.
Nope. Never disappoint.
Jesus Christ.
Are you still seeking a cute-faced, eager...
Look at his
Break that off! Jesus!
It's an
ass shot of a man that looks like a woman's ass with hair on it.
And pimples.
She's responding. Tell me more about you.
You like that ass, apparently.
Wait.
Yourself.
Christ. All right, I'm going to shoot myself. Play some music or something. I can't remember.
All right, yeah, let's get to our music break.
Good night.
All right. Once again, the number, I'm not going to give you the number because we're running a music break. You'll get it when we get back. We're going to start things out with a little Lamb of God.
Oh, the metal injection line. Why not?
Thank you. This is your announcer, Chuck Blandington. You're listening to the show that would have the largest average penis size of any podcast on the internet, if it wasn't for one person throwing off the average. Thanks a lot, Noah. It's the Metal Injection Live Cast.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Noah.
We were just talking about human bidets during the break.
Good band. I think they're out of Massachusetts.
Human bidet. And I don't know. Are we allowed to talk about this or what?
Talk about what, Darren?
Talking about, well, Sid said his username on that site would be Human Bidet.
Yeah.
So then we started discussing how would you be a human bidet, and I assume because bidets clean the shit out of your bunghole.
How can you call it a bidet and not a bidet?
Because it's French. It's a French word, bidet.
Bidet.
Oh. All right.
But so I asked Jenny if that guy that she's with wants.
I'm not with him.
You're with him in a
right now.
In a financial arrangement. Anyway, whatever. So you said he wanted to eat the duty out of you.
He didn't want to eat the duty out of me. He wanted to clean after I finished.
Right, like after, but like in other words,
with his mouth.
In other words, like
you wanted his mouth to be your toilet paper.
You wouldn't wipe at all. Like you wouldn't wipe at all. He would just finish the whole.
Right.
That's disgusting.
Well, I mean, you have to get clean, right?
Yeah, but that's what toilet paper's for.
He's not Italian. You can get infections from that.
Right.
Jenny is not Italian.
Very, very sensitive downstairs.
Does he have a good medical plan, like insurance?
He's a cop, so yeah, he has the same,
one
that I do.
If he gets really sick,
if he gets pink eye.
There's a porno. There's a porno named Pink Eye.
We discussed it, I believe.
I'm not on the air, have we?
I thought we did.
Oh, maybe I'm wrong.
No, the guy comes in the girl's eyeball.
Yeah, but it's worse than that. But okay.
Oh, what else?
No, well, they make the girl hold her own eye open.
Ew.
And then he comes on it.
Yeah.
Ew, that's so good. That has to be stinging.
So would you shit on this dude's eyeball if he held it open?
No, that's gross.
Could you imagine?
I'm way too violated. Stop.
Wait, you're not opening your eye enough, bitch. Oh, I'm sorry.
Now clean the kitchen. My foreman grill needs to be scrubbed down.
Don't get any shit on it.
Are you nice to him when he does this stuff, or are you like a bitch to him?
No, I'm really, really bitchy, and I call him a faggot, and I tell him he's stupid and he can't do it right.
Wow, that's awesome.
Like, if
he the way you act to us.
He was cleaning the floor the other day, and I walked in, and there was a little bit of dirt in the corner, so I made him go back there and on his hands and knees, and he was staring at it, and I asked him if it looked clean to him, and he said no. And I said, well, no, you're right. If you weren't a fucking retard, you would have been able to clean it right the first time.
Little baby.
And
does he come at any point?
No.
Does he jerk off? Do you ever like crushing him?
No, I do. I make him do that a little bit and then stop.
Oh,
you make him do what?
No.
You give him blue balls, basically?
Uh-huh.
Well,
and then I'll kick it.
Tortured.
So, like, you see him getting turned on as you're, like, being a bitch to him?
Mm-hmm.
Is he naked?
No.
He doesn't have you seen his dick?
What is he
wearing? Yeah. I have.
In what context?
I've seen him jerking off.
Oh, yeah. So you let him take his pants off?
Yeah. How else is he going to jerk off?
He just reach his hand in there.
Does he have a little pimple? Is he packing anything?
He has a really pretty decent cock.
Oh, okay.
Like 9.
But you don't want it?
9 is pretty decent.
Jeez.
Yeah.
An elephant?
You are a harsh grader.
Sorry, I'm a big girl.
Okay.
So, you say you have a really big pussy?
No, actually, I have a tiny. I don't like that word.
We're dealing with the haunted tunnel?
Big things. No,
no
big
things. I don't. I just, I've always, I don't know.
You're a size queen?
No, I've just happened to have large partners, I guess. So I'm.
No, you know what that means.
I don't know what that means.
That means your brother has a big dick.
I don't feel about that.
I said that on the air already.
Before?
Yes. He said he looks like TT Boy and he has a giant cock.
Really? I don't remember this at all.
He said he has a giant cock like TT Boy. I remember it from the. From
oh, no. The things
Stop
you
it.
Put up with on this show.
Because you, when you were kids, you probably saw it.
It probably wasn't T.T. Boy.
No, they're a few years apart, so they weren't like kids together.
Yeah.
You never walked in on him in the shower and took over his dick on the floor.
No. Can you stop it? He only used to beat the shit out of me growing up. With his dick. Yes.
He must be on that website too, then.
When he was learning to walk, did he use his dick as a training wheel? Like
like a tripod?
He gave new meaning to cock whipped.
No, I think that's pretty much the only meaning of cock whipped.
It's like pussy whipped. But like,
all right, whatever.
I redeemed my joke.
Did he wear extra large Pampers?
I wasn't alive then. No, I don't
call
know.
Your mother up. Ask her.
Ew, come on.
Interrogate your mother.
Stop it. It's inappropriate.
By the way, I think we expanded on an inside joke there, so just in case anyone's wondering, her ex-boyfriend is Noah's brother. I don't know if that was adequately explained in that joke, but just in case.
If you have weird fetishes, you can call us and share them.
I don't think it's a weird fetish.
646-929-1357.
Wait, what's weird at all? To be into big dicks? I think it's pretty cool.
I'm not into big dicks.
They're into
hey,
you.
I'm Jenny. I'm into big dicks. What are you doing?
Soundbite. Every time we introduce you now, we have to play that.
I'm into big dicks.
Let's hear Jenny's bio. We'll put a clip of that on the website that you're on. It's not Geek to Geek.
That's going to be the first line of my bio.
I'm into big dicks.
Hey, I'm Jenny.
Scrub my house with your big dick.
Does he know your real name?
Yeah.
Okay.
But he calls me Princess.
Do you attach like one of those scrubs to his dick and make
him?
No,
but he does wear a collar. When he comes in, he has to kneel. He gives me his collar and he kneels down and I put his collar around his neck.
God, this is like.
So what does he wear when he's in the house with you?
He usually wears like shorts. No shirt.
He wears shorts and a collar.
Yeah.
Did you wear shoes?
No.
Is there a leash attached to the collar?
Sometimes.
Okay. Well, why wouldn't there be?
When he's cleaning, but if he's bad, then he has to be.
The collar's for identification in case he wanders into a different apartment. He starts cleaning a different toilet, they send him back to her.
Wait, one time I was like, I had to tell Noah, I'm like, listen, you, because she had to come up to my apartment to get something, and I wasn't going to be there. And I was like, if there's a guy there, just ignore him.
There's a guy in Pampers and a collar cleaning my bathroom.
His penis.
She starts sniffing around your pants.
Just or your toes.
It, yeah.
But if you need any laundry done, just leave it by the door and he'll do it.
No, I am not leaving my laundry with that guy.
He might wear it first. But...
Yeah, exactly.
Someone in the chat room said, Jenny, you seem scary when it comes to dating. Is
that
true?
That's not dating.
That's what I said. What dating?
That's not a date. I'm totally not. That's not dating at all.
So all you guys listening, Jenny's still up for grabs.
Jenny's available.
Her house is clean.
Call her up, 646-929-1357.
I have to say, in relationships, I'm probably not. I'm probably more of a submissive person than dominant person.
But just for money, you dominate.
No, not for money, but this is just, like, fun.
Well, you get something out of it, though.
Just,
do you get
I'm
turned
exploring.
On by this?
Yeah, it kind of does. I get turned on by the being...
Mentally, you get turned on.
Yeah.
You like being in control.
Yeah.
I see. But physically, do you ever have to, like,
you
excuse yourself?
I don't think that's an appropriate question.
All right, well, we have a phone call.
Well, that's what this show's all about.
Maybe they have an appropriate
sometimes.
Question.
Sometimes. It depends on who it is.
You're on the air with Jenny.
What is your name? Where are you from? 361, you're on the air. Maybe.
Oh, boy.
361?
Where
is
bye, 361.
Sorry, 361.
Failed.
You had a chance to talk to Jenny.
Probably they don't have a microphone attached to their computer.
Oh, no, it's
the
phone. If you want to give us a call, our number is 646-929-1357.
Let's see what Colin thinks of.
Yeah, let's find out what Colin thinks about all this. Let's get him on the line. Colin, are you there? What is your opinion?
So she does this for money or not?
She said no.
No.
He buys her stuff, but it's not like a cash exchange.
They're bartering.
Yet.
The barter's
yeah, bartering. Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
It's not like, a barter. He just runs my errands and does what I need.
Do you pay him the money?
He pays him in ass face sitting.
So?
It's bartering. He just brings
the
gift.
Services.
Yeah.
Gifts. All right, gifts.
He's like how can I say it?
That's why we only give him one life.
Yeah,
to say.
Think that's
just let it out.
I think that means you should just put him back on hold.
No, let him, come on, let him finish his thought. Colin?
Yeah.
I do play with other boys, and they don't bring me anything.
Oh, so does this guy know about that?
Yeah.
If he does, he's okay with that?
He's not a jealous type?
He's jealous, but what the hell is he going to do about it?
Find somebody else's house to clean?
Nope.
Rob, get on that website.
Gotta let him know.
Okay, I'm putting Colin back on hold. He's not really contributing.
Colin, you want to contribute something right now before you go on hold again?
Yeah, Darren, I found another Iron Cheek video for you.
What is it?
It's where he calls out Artie Lang.
Really? I never saw that.
Yeah.
All right, I'll look it up. Thanks
a lot, Colin.
I thought you linked me to that video, Darren.
Artie Lang?
No. Yeah, on the Stern Show. Remember Artie Lang like pretends to be the guy who's going to be the new Iron Cheek?
Yeah,
I
did
too. That.
That I thought he meant like he really calls out Artie Lang. Artie Lang is now in like trying to commit suicide.
Tried to stab him.
Can't even do that right.
He almost did it right.
He's a suicidal failure.
I know, but he stabbed himself.
He's got to have some help.
Stabbed himself like what, like 6-9 times?
When you're that fat, you got to keep going. It's a lot to get through. Did he stab around, or was it at the same spot?
I think he hit, like, two major arteries or something.
But it's almost impossible to kill yourself doing that.
All that came out, though, was cheese from Kraft Shells and Cheese.
I'm not laughing at that, but...
It's tasty.
Yeah. If he was with someone, they could take him out there.
He's a fat guy. He bleeds melted cheese. Why is that?
646-929-1357 is our number. We've been talking with Jenny.
Yeah.
She's telling us about some modern things that modern folks do to get themselves off.
If you have any questions about being dominated or weird fetishes.
Or dominating. Give us a call, 646-929-1357. I think people are intimidated by
it. I'll answer all your questions.
I think that's why we're not getting any callers. Everyone's too intimidated by Jenny.
Yeah.
Do you want to sound intimidated?
Listen, she can't sit on your face over the phone. Don't worry.
Yes.
I think in my everyday life, I'm a very, very nice person.
Oh, we have a caller.
480, a familiar area code.
Hey, guys.
You're on the air.
What's
uh-oh.
What's
it's
up?
Nina.
It's going to leave the
best thing. Oh, it's Nina.
Well,
it's Nina.
What's up, Nina? Do you have a question for Jenny?
What's up with you and this weird guy? He seems so whipped.
Well, he is whipped, literally.
I think he likes that kind of
stuff.
Yeah,
he's into that.
Yeah, probably.
No, definitely.
Yeah,
so
he
no
seems
question?
Really scary. No, not really. But I do have something. What was that one guy that worked at Walmart with customer service?
Richard. Richard is his name.
Oh, okay. Because today I was taking my AIMS test, and there was, like, I don't know, something about customer service, and I just thought about it. Because this guy named James, he's, like, a video game was defective. And then, like, the question was, like, what should James do? Should he write a letter to customer service? And then I was like, oh, gosh.
Oh, gosh, it's correct.
I thought it was pretty funny, but I was really tired.
Oh, my gosh.
Sorry. I'm blacked out. I don't even know.
Wait, what?
Right. Oh, thanks
how's school?
For
how's
call,
school
Nina?
Been going?
Hmm?
I was just going to ask how school was, but you don't have to answer.
Oh, school's good.
Are you watching the Olympics with your mom?
No.
Female curling?
due to the curling. How is curling like mainstream? Like I see people talking all the time. Like, oh, I'm watching curling. Oh, it's the worst. It's seriously the most boring thing ever. I thought golf was boring. There's a more boring sport than golf.
I don't know. I think golf is still pretty fucking boring.
Less boring than curling. If someone put a gun to your head and said, you either have to watch golf or watch curling,
curling's
or I will
fun.
Kill you.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I think I watch curling because there's more. Golf is you hit a shot and then you walk for 15 minutes.
Right. They
curling,
drive you. But they don't show all the walking on TV.
Yeah, but I'm just saying. Like,
I like, you know what,
what
I don't like about golf is the announcers make you go to sleep. And I don't like
anything about golf.
I don't like the fact that it's interesting. I like the game itself.
It's fun to play, maybe.
If Groban's listening, he should call in because curling is huge in Canada, and he could tell us.
I don't like
curling.
I don't like how.
I thought
you
were curling.
Oh, yeah, all of a sudden she's a Yankee fan. I'll forget that.
Yeah.
I don't like sports, but I like the Yankees.
Tides of chaos
irritate you.
I know.
Chaos drunk and curling equals awesome.
Curling's fun if you actually understand the rules. It's like chess and with athletic sports too.
I thought it was like shuffleboard.
It's kind of like that,
say.
But there's more strategy to it.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, but
you've curled?
Well, it's fun to watch.
Oh.
I mean,
no, not fun at all.
That's right. Each his own. Fuck.
Well, there we go. So don't watch curling, ladies and gentlemen. I don't suggest it.
Just watch stuff that's on metalinjection.net.
Yeah, you shouldn't be watching television.
There's a curling
at all.
Channel
and click
there,
and
yeah.
Click ads and stuff. Just do that. Right, Rob?
Really
and go on to Bon Appetit.
Oh, yeah, and go to Bon Appetit.
Oh, we have another call. 361, let's see if you'll get through. You're on the air, maybe.
No. Hello?
No?
You're talking to
What's your name and where are you from?
My name is Michael.
Hiya, Michael. How you doing?
Where are you from?
I'm from Texas.
All right. Do you have any questions for any of us?
Is Jenny into pumpkins?
Plucking pumpkins, you said?
Or pumpkin blumpkins?
Can you repeat that?
I don't understand what you're saying.
Just repeat that, please.
Is Jenny into pumpkins?
I don't know. Can you give us a description of what that is?
Is to take a dump while receiving oral from a pumpkin instead of a girl or a different.
So that's it's a pumpkin blumpkin.
I don't know, Jenny. Are you into that?
How would Jenny be into?
Yeah,
that
she. That's like a self.
There's a dude
thing.
In a pumpkin. There, is she the one buying the pumpkin or carving the hole in it?
Maybe she's gonna force him to do a pumpkin blumpkin.
Hmm. Or maybe she could like. Maybe she get the pumpkin and like microwave it.
So you burned your dick?
Microwave to fit a pumpkin, and pumpkins are big.
Are you into pumpkin blumpkins?
Experience with this.
Before you ask any sex questions, how old are you?
21.
Okay.
No. That's a dirty lie, but well, good enough for us.
Yeah, whatever.
Serves our purposes legal.
Are you into pumpkin blumpkins, Mike?
Sometimes.
How many times have you done it?
Only when the store's out of cantaloupe.
Every Halloween.
you're more into a cantaloupe.
Yeah.
I like cantaloupes.
Cantaloupe.
Have you ever hurt yourself?
Blumping.
Seed went up your pee hole.
There was a candle left in it, burning.
Oh, my God. It's like a jack-off-o-lantern. Yeah. Right? Am I right, people? Yeah. A jack-off-o-lantern.
I see what you did there, and I liked it.
The best time to do it's like when watching VeggieTales.
That's a Christian cartoon where the characters are vegetables, I think,
yep.
Right?
They do. They reenact Bible stories.
As vegetables.
Makes sense.
Sure.
Also, we're
all God's creation.
Most Christians are vegetables anyway.
Are you into the Bible, Mike?
No.
He's fucking pumpkins. What do you think?
I haven't read the Bible. That might be in there.
Or maybe he's fucking pumpkins because he doesn't want to have sex before marriage, though.
Oh, he's saving himself. Is this true?
No.
All right. Mike, I believe you're a first-time caller. Is that right?
Yeah.
How do you feel about winning a free CD?
For putting your penis in the pumpkin.
Pretty cool.
Too bad. Get him off the line. No, I'm just kidding.
You really want to give a guy who rapes pumpkins a...
That pumpkin was asking for you. See, I was walking around here.
violating pumpkins sexually.
All right, here's a bunch of CDs you could pick from.
Which one sounds the most like it would be good for a pumpkin fuckus?
The new Evile CD, Dream Theater Systematic Chaos, Cradle of Filth's Godspeed on the Devil's Thunder, Devil Driver's The Last Kind Words, the Swashbuckle CD, the new Threat Signal CD, the Belphegor CD, the latest Suicide Silence CD, Dream Evil, Winds of Plague.
All right, now do we have any
Warbringer? That's it. What do you want?
Dream Theater.
What about the sneakers? You want to offer them the sneakers?
Oh, are you a size 11?
No, we have
a Dream Theater CD.
Dream Theater? Yeah, he was a Dream Theater. Are you a Metal Injection junkie, Mike?
Yeah.
What is your username?
Bodum Death Troll.
All right. So all you got to do is send Metal Injection a private message with your full name and your mailing address, and then I'll send that over to you.
And when you go see Avenged Sevenfold, make sure you take that CD with you and ask Mike Portnoy to sign it for
you. Well, I don't know if he's going to be playing live with them. He's just recording on the album.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you didn't hear that? Mike Portnoy is recording.
Oh, my God. He tweeted something yesterday. I almost wanted to cry.
He said he got a bat tattoo in commemoration.
Yes.
Oh, God.
He soiled himself.
An Avenged Sevenfold
tramp stamp?
Yeah. Basically. Him and the guitar got matching ones.
I thought Dan Caro was the new drummer for Avenged Sevenfold.
Who?
Well, you're wrong.
Dan Caro?
Who?
You should Google that guy.
Is that somebody you go to school with?
I heard it was Jack Niehoff.
No, it's like some burn victim that plays drums.
What?
He's a burn victim?
Yeah, he's a burn victim that plays drums. He has, like, drumsticks, like, duct taped to his arms.
Yeah, that guy's really good. You've never seen him? I'm sure you have.
Maybe.
No, I'm serious. YouTube that guy. He's awesome.
He has a show on BCAT.
Is it Neil Alpert?
Does he play with that guitarist who, like, is confined to a bed or whatever? Who's that guy?
Nathan Becker?
Yeah, are they the band together?
No, I just read a tweet. The new drummer of Avenged Sevenfold is Shay Rapussy.
That guy's good.
Yeah.
He led a revolution in Cuba. And now he drives. Very talented guy.
All right. Thanks for calling in, Mike.
Yeah.
Enjoy your CD.
And I filled my face with weed guac. Mike, it's a free Dream Theater CD if you want a free CD. Oh, we got another caller right away. That was weird. 610. What is your name and where are you from?
Ooh, James Hetfield.
Oh, it's James Hetfield.
Nice. Oh, hey, how you doing,
James? How's it going, James?
Yo.
What's up?
I heard you were talking about fucking pumpkins.
You were?
Do you do that shit, too?
Ooh, yeah. Yeah.
What's your technique? Do you go in through the eye hole, or what do you do?
Ooh, it's usually the nose hole. The eye hole's too big.
Can't really make out what you're saying, but I'm sure it's funny.
The eye hole is too big, I said. You gotta put your dick in the nose hole.
I'll put your dick in the nose hole, of course.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what the real James Hetfield does with women, too.
Oh, I thought it was large.
That's how I was conceived.
James Hetfield fucked your mom's nose hole?
Yeah. By the way, Gojirasaurus says Lars fucks kumquats, so maybe he's copying you, but he has a smaller dick. How do you feel about Lars kumquats?
Ooh, what?
Hetfield, this is going south quicker than
your
last tour.
Would you like a free CD?
Yeah. What?
James, do you want a free CD? How do you feel about that?
What's so funny, James?
Sure.
You
Show. Well, I just gave the list. Weren't you listening?
Sounds like Michael Jackson.
No.
He sounds like he's doing a bad impression of Darren's good James Hetfield impression. Like, he's never actually heard James Hetfield. He's just heard Darren's version. And he's doing a mediocre job of ripping that off.
Well, James, we have the new Warbringer CD, the new Evil CD, Cradle of Filth's Godspeed on the Devil's Thunder, Devil Driver's The Last Kind Words, the new Swashbuckle, the new Threat Signal, the new Belphegor, Suicide Silence's new CD, Dream Evil.
Isn't Belphegor your grandmother's name, Rob?
No. It's Winds of Plague. No, that's Metallic. That's Plague. And that's it. What do you want?
I'll take the new Evil CD since they sound like Ilya.
Yeah, it's a thrash band for a thrash man, right?
Hey, James, don't you get FOMO, though? Like, why do you need us to send you a free shit?
Nobody wants to talk to James Hetfield anymore. James, are you a registered metal injection junkie?
Not yet.
Well, you should register really quick and send me your name and address, or if someone's smart, they could just register right now and do it. And then you'll be out of a CD. So you better hurry up and do that.
Hey.
Do it now!
I gotta go watch Laws. Watch.
James, what did you just call me?
In the bathroom. Rubber. Yeah.
All right, thanks a lot, James Hetfield.
No problem.
Oh, James Hetfield got cut off.
Yes, I want to groove to this a little bit.
Tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tock. Ugh! Death-style.
That's the worst lyric I've ever heard in my life.
Death-style determines my death-style.
And you know what's funny? Like, I bet when they were in the studio, he was like, wow.
Watch this. I gotta do
that. Wow, that's so... that's crazy.
Now that I'm sober, dude.
That's what it is. Don't drink no more. You live in
Ohio.
You live in
Ohio.
Live in Ohio?
I got it. No, I like a bit of white man, by the way, man.
Tick, 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 tock.
You said free of
tick, 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 tock.
And no one comes in and tells them that's horrible. Though. That's the funny thing. Like,
yeah, that's good. That's good. That's so fucking
up the tick. Like, it's a clock.
They don't care because they're going to make money anyway.
No, but they spend, like, so long with everyone kissing their balls that they just, like, they brought in a wall of people just to kiss their balls. That's why that album came out like that, because it was, like, probably all their albums at some point sounded like that, and then they would refine it, and someone would walk in and say, that's terrible, take that out. Put this in.
But
then,
who's that someone?
I don't know, but it has to be. It has to be. Because this was in them, right?
I just feel like they're so detached from music.
Yeah.
That, like, it's not even about that anymore.
But the next album after that was good.
It
was better.
Just every album they've done has sounded good to them.
Yeah.
Maybe their tastes have just gone to shit.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I just think
I feel they've become worse musicians. They can't even play some of the older stuff anymore.
Yeah, I agree with that.
So,
but that's from lack of practice, I think. I think they just don't jam.
They
don't
live.
Well,
they play live, but that's like repeating rote material, you know?
And doing it poorly.
But if you jam and you practice and you have, like, you know, fun and stuff and you enjoy being together,
would you enjoy being with them?
No,
right?
Exactly. I'm not saying they should.
Sure.
Yeah.
Anyway,
we have a caller, 207. You're on the line. What is your name? Where are you from?
Hey, my name is Ben, and I just moved to Austin, Texas.
Oh well, thanks for the information. There you go. Ben from Austin, Texas. What's up, Ben? Do you have any questions or anything like that? Is there a reason for your call?
Actually, I have a story to tell you involving metal injection.
Uh-oh.
What?
Oh.
I'm listening.
Yeah, I met Rob, and he was an asshole.
What? You met me?
No.
Where?
No.
Okay.
But on my way down, I was a few weeks behind on the live cast, so I downloaded it to listen to it. And, it was about 3 a.m. I was on my way to Dallas, I think. It was a long, long bus ride from Syracuse, New York.
Jesus.
Wow.
The fuck?
Yeah,
how long
anyway,
was that bus ride?
Like 4 days,
it was 36 hours.
Oh. You must have had the worst swamp ass ever.
Yeah.
You can't be straight.
Bus driver. More like swamp body.
But, like, what do they do? Do they stop somewhere? I mean, like...
Pretty much every major city on the way down.
But do you get off and go to sleep, or what do you
do? No,
they
stop at Roy Rogers.
Yeah.
They stop at like a truck stop, right?
We stop, you know, at the cities, but sometimes the layovers are longer. Sometimes.
But doesn't the bus driver get tired and fall asleep on the road?
Oh, so you have to switch buses. It's not just one bus.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
That makes sense.
Gotcha. All right, so go on. Sorry for interrupting.
So I was listening to the live cast, and you're talking about Stymie or whatever, you know, how he got shot or, I don't know, the whole story. And I couldn't hold in my laughter, and I just wanted to let you know that you sabotaged a quiet bus at 3 a.m. in the morning.
Awesome. That is great. That is awesome. Two CDs.
You should hang out with Rob next month when he's...
Yeah, go to South by Southwest.
Yeah,
three shows. You should come down. Full Metal Texas, I'll definitely be there. It's going to be some sick bands.
Yeah.
We'll meet. And I promise...
Darkest Hour playing.
What's that? Yeah, Darkest Hour.
Darkest Hour playing. Yeah.
Yep.
Wait, so we're really not going to give him anything?
No, no, we'll totally give him stuff.
Just bring it to him next month.
I'll bring it to him. No, I'll mail it to you right now. Not right now.
And also, I'm going to be in Austin. I'm going to be flying into Austin at the end of April. Do you think maybe you could pick me up from the airport?
he took a bus.
But maybe he has a car now. Do you have a car?
Yeah, I don't drive.
Damn
I can pick you up on my skateboard if you want.
Put him on your shoulders.
How old are you?
20.
All right.
And why'd you go from Syracuse to Austin? I mean, I understand going from Syracuse to anywhere else, but why Austin in particular?
Well, my brother came here, and me and my brother are in a band, so.
Well, why were you in Syracuse, though?
I used to live there before, and it's a long story, really. I came from Maine before that.
What band? Maybe we could trash it or thrash your band. Do you have a MySpace?
Yeah, it's... We were actually on before. We have new material up, but we've been on there before.
You've been on? Well, then, no.
Wait, what's the name of your band?
Procession of Aeons.
Sounds familiar from an earlier episode.
Yeah. But, all right, so here are the CDs we have that you could win. Maybe. I feel like it. No. Warbringer, Cradle of Filth, Godspeed on the Devil's Thunder, Devil Driver's The Last Kind Words, The New Swashbuckle, Threat Signal, Belphegor, Suicide Silence, Dream Evil, Winds of Plague, or the new Arch Enemy. Well, not the new one, the Root of All Evil, which I guess is like their remakes of earlier songs.
Are you asking me or are you telling me?
I'm telling you. So what do you want?
Well, I don't really know many of the choices, but since Arch Enemy has Carcass, players, I'll take the Arch Enemy CD.
Is that a girl in the background?
Yeah.
Why are you hanging up with women while the live test is on?
It's my sister-in-law.
Oh, okay. That's acceptable.
What's she wearing?
Come on.
Clothes.
Good answer. So wait, which one are you getting?
Arch Enemy.
Arch Enemy. All right. Are you a metal injection junkie?
Yeah, recently.
What's your username?
Waiting for the Sun.
All right. Well, you'll be waiting for this CD as soon as you send me a private message. Send the metal injection account a private message with your full name and your address, and we'll get the CD over to you.
Will do.
All right. Cool. Thanks for calling in, and I'm glad we
actually wanted to mention one more thing.
Oh, you're full of stories. No, go ahead.
That I have sideburns, and sideburns are awesome, and I don't care what anyone says.
I want to give this guy another CD.
Well, what do your sideburns look like?
Just give him a piece of your sideburns, Rob.
Yeah.
I'll put some shavings.
Yeah.
Sideburn solidarity.
How long are yours?
They're down past my chin.
Oh, wow. So they're like,
how's that possible? They hang off your face, or they go down on your face past your chin?
They go down underneath.
Oh, all right. No one made pants on her.
Well, that's what I was assuming.
No one was thinking you're an Orthodox Jew with the fucking curls going down.
All right, cool. Thanks for your call, man.
Yeah, no problem.
I'll see you next month. And,
awesome.
All right, we have another call. All the calls come in later in the show. 801, you're on the air. What's your name and where are you from?
Hey guys, it's Eggers, and I was calling in because I was interested in the swashbuckle CD, but Darren says I have to do something funny, so that's a big brick wall I just hit. Because I can't do anything
You don't
funny.
Really have to do anything funny. I was just joking.
Oh, didn't we give you a CD?
I did pass my GED.
Oh, why?
So now you can get a job and buy the swashbuckle CD.
Yeah, but it's so much better to get something for free.
Didn't we give you a CD already? If we give you a second CD, we're going to have to give everyone a second CD.
You already got a fucking GED for free.
Thank
you for getting a GED.
Jenny is not impressed.
Why'd you get a GED anyway?
Because I didn't pass high school.
Yeah, I know that. I mean, why'd you drop out of high school?
Well, I didn't. I just had, I was missing 14 credits.
Would you have a book to give him, maybe?
So basically, instead of going,
read it. What's the point?
So instead of going back a semester for a semester, you just got a GED, is what you're saying?
Well, yeah, because the thing is, you could only work off like 0.25 credits per class, and how a class would after night class would cost something that'd be a lot of money in like 3 years worth till I actually get a high school diploma. A GED, if I go into community college, then it wouldn't really even matter if I have a high school diploma.
I think we should give him the pair of sneakers so he has something to wear when he's walking to the unemployment office.
Oh, my God.
When you give him a CD, he won't know what band it is because he can't read it.
I need a new patch for my jeans. The one I've been using is really worn out from all the snow that I've been getting hit with.
Oh, people are hitting you. Yeah, when he came out of the GED building, they just wanted to
brat and like,
you have an inadequate education and I don't like it. Whack.
This guy's the crazy guy that stands in front of 7-Eleven.
You'd be crazy too if you looked in front of the 7-Eleven.
Well, I want to see walk there.
Are you doing something or not? No. All right. I tried.
We're going to give you a stern talking to set you straight.
We're going to teach you how to multiply. All right, Jenny, go.
We're going to give you a stern talking to. Hey, Robin. Baba Booey. So,
A stern.
Howard Stern. How are we going
to All right, now you got to give us something. No. I wanted to say something before because we only have 6 minutes left. And that is that I'm in the middle of writing a song parody. Noah's breasts, and everything, you know, like a song, Noah song. But I wanted to encourage our audience to. I think we should have some kind of contest. And if you don't have a good prize laying around, I will provide a prize because I want to encourage our audience. But I want them to send in like a parody, and then there will be
a full parody or just like some lyric suggestions.
A full parody. But it doesn't, even if it sucks, like even if it is a good nugget of an idea, but you don't have the equipment, right? Do it raw and do it shitty however you can, and we will judge it just on the content only.
So you want, and all of it have to be about Noah.
Right. And all the, and well, you know what? I don't know. Should we do just a parody contest? Or related to the show. How about that?
Yeah. That works.
And then if it, part of the prize will be if it's the equipment is that bad, we will re-record it and I will sing it.
Nice.
So your prize is that you will steal their song.
No, we will promote their song and give them credit for it.
So basically, Groban, we're talking to you.
Him too, but I think we have a lot of creative people that are just not being encouraged to do anything.
Yeah.
Because the chat's always funny.
It's true. Lewis.
So do something.
We do have season 2 of Death Clock on DVD.
Ah, that's a good prize.
That could be the prize.
That could be the prize for the song.
Someone wants to smoke with Rob and Noah is the prize.
Rob's got some Coke Zeros in the fridge he could give you.
Would I have to provide the weed or would they provide the weed? I'm using the Jenny way of thinking here.
Me?
Well, I'm just saying.
But anyway, so we're officially...
My weed?
No. I'm just saying, like, if I provide my services of hanging out with somebody, they have to get me something here.
So are we officially making this a contest or what?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, we'll flesh it out more, I guess, by next week and then have an official contest.
Thanks for bringing this up for the first time on the
air. I tried to when we were talking about her breasts and you kept cutting me off.
No, but I think Rob's complaining that you brought it up on the air before telling anybody off the air.
What? Yeah. So what? What's the big deal?
Yeah, I don't have a problem with
I'm
it.
I'm just saying, what if I did have a problem with it?
Then you would say, no, we're not doing it. The end.
I look bad.
It's up to you now. You going to stand up for your beliefs?
No, I'm fine with it. I think it's fine.
Then why'd you even have to get them back?
So you look bad anyway.
Yeah.
I look great. I'm beautiful.
I mean, physically. All right, whatever. So that's it.
Yeah.
Anticlimactic now. Thanks a lot. So anyway, hopefully by next week I'll have that song done.
Oh, so you're saying next week a new parody?
Yes. Hopefully. Probably. 90%.
My knees are quivering. I'm scared.
Oh, I thought it was just me turning you on. I apologize.
Nope. Oh, it's just fear.
No, it's not going to be
fear
negative.
Fear of how turned on you are?
It's not going to be negative towards you.
Fear of how verbally abusive Darren will
be. When have I ever said anything negative about you?
Huh?
I don't get it. When have I said anything negative? I'm always telling you how gorgeous you are.
Yeah.
And name something bad I've said.
I think she's.
I can't remember.
It's okay. A negative tone to your compliments.
Oh, that must be it.
Your pitch.
It's just I think the compliments would sound better to her if you were wearing a Yankee hat when you said it.
Yeah. She wouldn't know it's a Yankee. I'm wearing a Met hat now. She thinks I'm a Yankee hat.
No, they have different colors. It
says NY. I don't understand.
I'm not that stupid. I know about that.
I don't say you're stupid. You're just ignorant of sports and claiming that you're not. You're very smart.
I always say I hate
sports. What is being a Yankee fan? How are you a Yankee fan?
I just say it to piss you off because it gets you so angry.
It's just for the show. I'm not really angry.
No, you're really
no,
angry.
You are.
Why?
No, you're totally
angry. Look at me. I'm smiling.
Yeah, no, but you're really
on the outside.
I'm mocking you.
There's steam coming out of your ears.
I'm just mocking you. There's no anger involved.
Darren, we've walked by Yankee clubhouses and you've flipped off the clubhouse.
It's a joke, though.
I'm sure you mean it in a comedic sense, but there has to be some.
What are you, throw a Molotov cocktail through the fucking window?
I remember we were like mid conversation and you excused yourself to flip off the clubhouse. You were like, no, wait, Rob, I have to interrupt this convo. Fuck you, Yankee Clubhouse. So as I was saying.
And the convo he had to interrupt was a convo about how much the Yankees suck.
No, I wouldn't talk to Rob about that. He wouldn't give a shit.
It's true.
Rob sort of fancies himself a Met fan.
Rob is a real Met fan. He's been going for years.
Sure.
Yeah. I first met Rob at a Met game.
Oh, really?
Yeah, with other friends.
You bumped into each other on the hot dog?
No, he was just constantly saying obnoxious things that weren't funny.
That was how I entertained myself.
I said, who is this? And then over time, I got to know him, and like those things are more endearing when you know Rob as a person.
Yeah.
But when you first meet him, it's very abrasive.
Yeah, because he's also very loud when he says these things.
I am loud.
He goes, all right, let me tell you the one funniest thing that he said at the game. Not funny. Funny because it's not funny. You remember Jay Payton?
Mm-hmm.
So he stands up, and he goes, Jay, make him pay, son.
Oh, you had me until the time.
And then I had another really good one. There was a player called Melvin Mora. So I would chant Mora Runza.
That's okay.
That's a good one. I think.
That's all right.
I
thought that, terrible.
That was a good one. What about the Piazza one?
The Piazza one is pretty bad because it was just very stupid. It was a tomato, cheese, dough, Piazza. It's just really bad. But that's how I entertain myself because I didn't, like, at that time when I first went, I just went to hang out with my friends. And I didn't really give a shit about the sport.
It's not that.
It was just, like, entertaining me.
Yeah, all right, I guess.
And entertaining the people around me. As, like, they were, like, into it to, like, you know, they're like, serious about the game and, like,
that's fine, though. Like, no one sits there like, shh, you can't make any chants, you know.
Oh, well, yeah, no, of course.
The chant was dumb.
Yeah. I'm not saying it wasn't. I don't expect a chant award. A chanty?
It was good, though.
They were humoring you because they thought you came on the short bus.
I took the train with them.
It wasn't just the short bus.
They'd have the sunroof for me.
Imagine a bus driving along
like
with Rob's head sticking out.
His feet poking out the top of his head.
Rob, how'd you get here? Oh, I wore a bus here. No biggie. Fucking arms sticking out the side windows.
And then he eats a biscuit, and then he shrinks. And then he gets out of the bus.
I like biscuits.
Oh, where are we?
Oh, my God.
Fantastic.
Come on, guys.
So, yeah, I guess that's our show for this week. I'd like to thank Jenny.
Thank you,
Jay Tussey, the Tuss.
The Tuss?
Jenny Tussin.
I think it... Why do you say Tussie? It's Tussie.
Oh, Tussie? I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Oh,
because
of course.
Tussie differentiates between, you don't know if it's pussy or tushy.
No, I like Tussie.
Yeah, but we don't know what you're saying when you say Tussie.
Okay, but it's my name, so I'm
okay.
Going to say Tussie.
Jay Tussie.
Okay. I'll just, you said why do we say Tussie?
The Tuss.
Isn't that what they call ESPN too? The Tuss.
Thank you for providing the weed guac. I feel really good.
You're welcome. I'm glad you enjoyed it. Even Sid tasted some.
Yeah, I had a lot of it.
That's why he was a little wacky this week.
What's my excuse the rest of the time?
That's why he's so reserved right now. Just chilling.
Perhaps.
And visit her blog. It's about cooking with weed.
And other stuff.
And smoking weed. Basically weed-related happenings.
There's sexy pictures of Noah on there.
Yep.
No, there aren't. I'm not involved in this blog anyway.
The blog is Bong Appetit.
You're right there, Rob.
Burping up some guac.
That time.
BongAppetit.com. And thank you to all our callers, especially the guy that listened on his bullshit. I find myself listening back to the show sometimes.
I always laugh when I'm on the subway.
And, I'm walking around and I'm like,
are you listening
to
the show during those times?
No. Yeah. It's hard. People must think you're crazy because they don't really realize, like, oh, he's probably listening to a comedic audio file. It's just like the guy's laughing to himself. What's wrong with him? But
especially when you listen through your fillings, though. That's the worst. Because you don't even have the radio thing on. You're just hearing messages. Then they don't know. You don't know you're listening through your fillings. It just looks weird.
Rob's fillings, to be fair, they're all the size of a boombox. They're massive. They have their own subwoofer.
You guys have lost me. Lost me in a cloud of smoke. Anyway.
Let's play the this song that didn't get a lot of play. And that's the JCVD song from the awards show. Do you mind playing that again?
Sure. Do you have it?
I have it. I have it ready.
All right. Well, this is our show. We're gonna close it out with JCVD's opening number from the Livecast Awards a few weeks back.
To all the girls I've punched before.
That's right. We'll be back next week, and I believe Axel Rosenberg from Metal Sucks and Rich Hall should be joining us.
All right.
Wow.
So tune in for that.
And a new song parody, hopefully.
Yeah. So we'll see you next week.
To all the girls I punched before. Broke your leg and elbow. I am
Average penis size of any podcast on the internet. If it wasn't for one person throwing off the average. Thanks a lot, Noah. It's the Metal Injection Live Cast.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, thanks a lot, Noah.
We were just talking about human bidets.
I'm not going to give you the number because we're running these July.